All right. Good evening, friends and family. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call, where we're talking about the power in the mouth. Yes, absolutely fascinating topics that had me just thinking about, well, not just thinking about, let me correct this. Throughout this week, because I love listening to music on the way to and from work, and two songs, like, literally came to mind as we've been working through this topic. The first one was, I think it was Christopher Williams. It was an oldie but goodie. I talk to myself because there is no one to talk to. That song right there just made me realize how important it is that we are spending more conversation with the God that's inside us so that we know what to say and when to say it, right? And another one I'll share later, but it's been an absolutely amazing topic and one that I truly hope we continue to grow in as we go forward in this call. So once again, we're talking about power in the mouth, and let's move forward with this call with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Sienna.
How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so I do welcome everybody to our Monday night call, and we're talking about that power in that mouth of yours. But before we get started with the call, Ms. Tiana, would you please do us the pleasure of playing, please?
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this continued opportunity to serve you. And we thank you for this gift of speech that you have given us to share your word, dear Lord, with whomever we come in contact with. We are so grateful for the word that you have given us, dear Lord, to teach us exactly what to say, when to say it, and to use the gifts that you have given us to do so. We are grateful for the Holy Spirit that you've placed inside of us so we know exactly how it is we are to interact. We are grateful for this ministry and this platform that you have placed in our hands, and may we be using it as you call us to do and as you have laid out for our leader. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your word, and we thank you for the call that's about to go forth. So may we do so with open hearts and open minds. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So we're talking about this enormous, ginormous topic. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Talking about some of this power that we have that we didn't even know we had sometimes. That power that comes from that little small vessel called the mouth. And we got a lot of that now. You know how people say you be mouthing out. Don't be mouthing out. Don't be mouthing out. Well, with that being said, Mr. DJ, how you doing this evening, man?
I'm okay, sir. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Everything is getting better and better each day.
Great deal, great deal. So, Mr. DJ, tell us about some of this power that we tend to have.
This power, if I may equate it, it's like a motorcycle. I used to drive a Ninja ZX1100. All bikes are similar because
A Ninja what? Tell them again.
Ninja ZX1100. It's a real, real fast bike. And I've also had other types of bikes, Harley Davidson, dirt bike. All of that's the same. The way to drive it is the same. It's just like, believe it or not, a SUV, a car, tractor trailer, the concept of driving is the same. But when you're dealing with a bike or anything else, even if you drive a Lamborghini or Corvette, you have to respect what they call the throttle. Mm-hmm. And what am I saying? I'm saying that our bodies are vehicles. Those are vehicles. And how you use it is, God gives us free will to do that, but the mouth is like the throttle. You have to be very, very careful and respect that throttle. If you go too fast, you lose control. In other words, if you talk and talk, then you're going to put something out there and eventually crash. You have to be careful and humble of what you say, how you say it, and to whom you say it to. You must use it for good reason, though. When you talk, talking can say things to humble yourself, to apologize, or to pray for somebody. You can speak certain things into existence with your mouth. And it's the same thing. People can talk and tell lies and start wars. And you can talk so much to where you can get somebody killed or even put yourself in a predicament that you don't need to be in. There are many, many stories in the Bible about this thing called our mouth, you know. But what we need to do is utilize it wisely. Some people have the gift of talking and the gift of gab. Now you got to utilize that gift for the right thing or for the wrong thing. It's up to you.
All right, now. Enough said?
Enough said.
All right, let's get to it. So, y'all, I'm starting the Facebook Live, and we should be good to go. Can y'all see me out there?
Let's see. Refreshing the page to get updated.
Talking about some power.
Yes, indeed.
How you doing, Miss Sonya and Miss Katina? Let me see something. Let me see if I can do this. Let me see what she is. Look. But yeah, Miss Sonya, look. Miss Sonya got on there. Now, she got to be, if she's not ready, she ain't going to get on there now. You there, Miss Sonya? How you doing, Miss Sonya?
I'm good.
Look, she had to go rushing. Look. Can y'all see Miss Sonya? She had to go rush around somewhere. Get civilized. All right. So we're going to have a talk tonight. So is Mr. DJ, Miss Tiana. You know, we got Miss Sonya on alive, too. Ain't that something?
All right.
All right. Let's get it, y'all. So we're talking about that power. There's power in your mouth. All right? There's power in your mouth. I'm going to start it off top. Okay? The first question that I received, Ms. Tiana, go ahead and write this one down. Does God hear the prayer of sinners? How you doing, Ms. Latanya? Does God hear the prayer of sinners? How you doing, Ms. Sandra? Does God hear the prayer of sinners? Does he listen to them? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, I think that's a double question because he hears all, but until you're sincere, that's when he'll listen to you. I think there's a difference between hearing and listening. He hears all, but if you're not right, he hears you, but he's not going to listen to you until you accept him for him and humble yourself.
Come on. That's strong. Miss Tiana, what you got? How you doing, Miss John? What's going on? John is my brother. E40, Miss Brenda, how are you? It's Ty Quincy. How are you? So what you got, Miss Tiana? Does God hear the prayer of sinners?
Yeah, as Mr. DJ hit it right on the nail, like, he hears everything. Now, whether or not he's responding to, and that's part of that listening, is a whole nother question. But he hears all because he's there. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So, and he also he came for the sinner. So he wants to hear from them so he can help guide them. It's whether or not you're going to get that response in the time that you expect. That's a whole nother matter.
Okay. Ms. Sonya, real quickly, what you got? Does God hear the prayer of sinners? How you doing, Ms. Geneva?
I agree. He hears the prayers of sinners. You know, the Word of God says that he will have mercy upon those whom he chooses to have mercy upon.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we were yet sinners, when we begin to cry out to God and begin to pray to him, he did come to our rescue when we did begin to pray to him.
Okay.
So he does hear us when we pray.
Okay. Wow. That's strong, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Jackie? Can somebody look up this scripture for me. John 9:31, Mr. DJ. I'm going to let that answer. Because Mr. DJ answer was spot on. Now, we're talking about there's power in your mouth. Okay? The question is, how you doing, Ms. Courtney? Does God hear the prayer of sinners? How you doing, Tamika? Okay? Does God hear the prayer of sinners? This is strong now. There's power in your mouth. Oh, yeah. We're about to answer this question. Now, Mr. DJ was leading us up in this morning. Watch this. Ms. Tiana, go ahead and read that scripture.
Absolutely.
Hold on, y'all. The scripture is John 9 and 31. Okay, John 9 and 31. Okay, go ahead and read that scripture, Ms. Tiana.
It says, we know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will.
Oh. Wee. That's strong. Say that to him again. John 9 and 31.
We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will.
There's power in words. Now, watch this, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Faith? How you doing? Who is that? It's Tracy. How are you? Now, watch this. Okay? Does God see sinners crying out?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. The Bible said he will never leave nor forsake you. Right?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know you can be side by side with somebody and never listen to them?
Yes, indeed.
The words they say.
Yes, indeed.
And that we serve a God who's faithful. He's faith-driven, right, Mr. DJ? He's faith-driven. So
yes,
although
sir.
He can hear it, that don't mean he's listening.
Ooh,
here's the thing.
Correct.
The reason why we're saying this, now watch this. The question was, does God hear the prayers of sinners? What if, Miss Sonya, what if you prayed that DJ had a downfall, but you didn't say it in those words? What if you prayed a prayer that says, Father, there's somebody named Mr. DJ that's trying to hurt me, but Father God, I just ask that you lift me up, and Father God, that you just cause him to stumble a little bit to show your might. Would God hear that foolishness and listen to him?
No.
Yeah, so y'all do. Now, watch this, Miss Sonya, Mr. DJ. Y'all do know, because our words are so powerful, you do know that God hears you, but also from the abundance of your heart, your mouth shall flow. Now, it's not that God knows where you are, because he already knew that. Now you know that your words can actually turn against your own self.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
That's right.
Because we can pray for other people's downfall. Praying, the Bible says, you know, meditate, right? Pray without ceasing. Meditate, right? Without ceasing. Why is this, Ms.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know that prayer is not just you getting on your knees? Don't you know you can pray while you're looking at somebody that they fail? And you think God listening to that?
Not at all.
Y'all following? How you doing, Ms. Doty? Ms. Lavina? Ms. Devina? Y'all, the Bible said in John 9 and 31, we know that God does not listen to sinners. Let me say that again. It's strong. Because a lot of people will come back and say, well, hold on. This is in the John 9 and 30. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. In other words, it may look like you're a sinner because of what you have just done, but God is not concerned. Listen to me. When your mind is right and you really want to get it right with God, you can have just been committed sin. That does not make you a sinner. Mr. DJ said all the time, there's a difference between a sin and a sinner.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Okay. It's important that even in the midst of our sin, don't you know that our situation can be jacked up, but we can have a mind that says, God, I'm ready to come out of this?
Yes, indeed.
And because of the mind state, you are no longer the sinner that they view you as. You know that?
Amen.
This is why the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The reason why the prayers of the righteous availeth much is because the righteous prayers are merely the words of God. He done told them what to pray for.
Amen.
Follow me? So
yes,
our
sir.
Words have power in them, but we got to make sure our words line up with his word. And then watch the power that's to be. Watch what happens. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Our
yes,
words,
sir.
Listen to me again. Our words, listen to me real good. Our words have to line up with the word of God. Y'all follow me? How many people on this phone really about their life with God? I'm talking about real sold out Christians.
All right.
Now see, I'm doing this because I want people to talk to me. I'm not doing this for show, because some people over there just looking in and trying to see what's going on and see how Mr. Carl looks. Don't be caught. Let me put my head down. Don't even look. Don't worry about how I look. See? How about that?
Oh, yes, indeed.
If we're going to do the word of God, let's do the word of God real. We don't have time to be playing. You see, Satan ain't playing it. We about that business in God, right? So how many people, talk to me Facebook Live, how many people really about that action in God, who really live that life? Anybody, Miss Sonya, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, anybody about their life? I'm talking about, you know your words mean something. You know when you pray God, the heavens going to open up. You know your every word. You got to, you so about that life in God, I'm going to raise my hand. My thoughts matter. I watch my thoughts. That's how much it is. When you really thought that life in God, you got to literally watch your thoughts, because your thoughts will come to pass.
Amen.
Now, how many people about their life in God? Nobody has answered me yet. Nobody. Y'all, that's not a rhetorical question.
Yes, sir. When you really thought that life, you don't care.
And I require an answer. Talk to me now.
That's right.
It's definitely living the life.
Okay, I didn't. Anybody else about their life? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Can somebody raise a finger or something? I'm about that life. We scared to profess God now? She threw up her
phone. We worried about who watching and looking instead of God looking.
Anybody about that life?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm going to wake everybody up in a minute. The reason why I asked if we about that life, okay, because if we really about that life, watch this now. Y'all really want to know the truth? When we really about that life, we see stuff happening in our daily. Oh, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, Minister Ford, she with me. She 1,000% sold out for God. See, people be scared to confess they sold out for God simply because they know they got some of the skeletons. Forget your skeletons. Are you about their life?
Exactly.
But boy, I'll be the first one to bust the doors of church open every Sunday. How you busting them open and you ain't about that life?
All right.
I mean, how long we got to date God before we really enter God, because we say we are work in progress. If you was dating somebody as long as God, you was dating God, if that person was dating you and talking about, well, I'm a work in progress, would you still be with them? I mean, if you've been engaged to somebody for 10 years, would you marry them? We have been engaged for God for 30-plus years and talking about we still a work in progress. When are we going to get serious and marry him?
Come on.
Words matter, and I do matters. When we really going to say, God, I do? Are you really about that life in God? Thank you, Minister Ford. I'm going to talk to Minister Ford, since she's the only one who was bold enough to answer that, and everybody else on the phone. Check this out. So watch this. If we really about that life and words matter and the prayers of the righteous avail as much, this is the type of prayer that we have. God, let thy will be done. You know, when somebody just got in an accident, we say, God, let thy will be done. You know why we say that? Because I trust God so much, whether it be an outcome that I want or don't want. I trust him so much that when I say, God, let thy will be done, I never come out of this prayer wrong, because whatever's going to happen is he wanted to happen, so I don't look like a fool in the first place.
Amen. That's
and
right.
So I say, God, let thy will be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know when you say, let thy will be done, that means I have the ultimate trust in you. Either way, have your way. You know how many people don't want to pray that prayer? Because they're going to say, no, he made Lazarus get up. But don't you know that was for a better purpose than calling? We don't know God's structure. All we can do is follow suit.
Mm-hmm. Have faith. Have faith.
Pick up, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling y'all, when we really about that life in God, our prayer, we don't pray a sentence prayer. We say a prayer that says, Father, have your way.
Mm-hmm.
And you
All
know
right.
when you pray a prayer that says, Father, have your way, you know your words are so mighty at that point, because God can only smile, because it takes faith to please him. So now God is smiling from ear to ear, because you're saying, Father, I trust you. It ain't about what I want. It's about what you want to happen. And
Amen.
I'm Now, that's strong. That's strong. Y'all know, because we are living creatures and souls where we want to have our hand on everything. We want to influence the outcome. But when you have faith, you need not influence the outcome. All you need to do is walk in it.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
It is.
How you doing, Miss Jennifer? Okay, so let's get to the next question. Mr. DJ, this is on you. Somebody wants this question for Mr. DJ. The question says, can the negative words that we speak block what we are to receive from God, Mr. DJ? I'm going to repeat that. Can the negative words that we speak block what we are to receive from God?
I'm going to say this. The negative words that we speak can delay certain things from God. If God wants to bless you with something or give you something, it ain't nothing you can do about it. It's coming to you. It may not, you might slow it down or delay it or reroute it, but it's coming to you. If you would trust him, then of course things will run smoothly the way they should and be on time. But as far as like completely blocking it just by negative words, if it is for you and it's coming from God, ain't nothing you can do about it. It's going to come to you. It just may be a little added bonus, or it may take a little longer to get there, or, you know, it might get there temporarily and then go away.
Okay.
You know, you can ask for something simple as a job, you know, or say something negative or what have you, and then all of a sudden that job, you might get it, but then lose it the next week. So what's the point? You know, that's just what I'm saying. So your negative words, your negative words don't control God. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So can the negative words that we speak block what we are supposed to receive from God? Miss Sonya, watch this. Before you even ask that question, watch me. I'm about to transform. How you doing, Miss Shit? I'm about to transform to illustrate this right quick. Watch this. You ever seen somebody like this here? Y'all looking at me on Facebook Live? Y'all seen? Now, watch this. We'd be like, Mr. DJ, we'd be like, man, now what did I do with my hat? I don't know where my hat is. And we start to look around. I don't know where I put my eyeglasses. I don't know where I put my keys. Man, I knew I wasn't going to find them glasses, that hat, them keys. What I'm trying to say is the negative words that we speak do not block God's blessing. Let me say it again. Because what God was going to do, God loves us in spite of, not because of. Let me say this again.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all about to laugh at this. The negative words we speak do not block our blessings.
Correct.
If that be the case, what we're saying is that we serve a God who is reactionary, and God is never reactionary.
Amen.
The Bible says, for I knew the plans that I had before you was even born. So you know he's not reactionary. So if it blocks it, that means he's reactionary. Our negative words don't block God's blessing. What it does block is where we can locate it, because it's right in your hand, but you don't know where it's at. It's right on my head.
Come on.
But I'm still looking. Lord, have mercy. Anybody that's ever lost their glasses, your glasses be right there, and you be like, I can't even wear my doggone glasses. Now, God, I apologize for being negative, but can you get my glasses? I can't even see. And your glasses right there on your head?
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is the negative words don't block the blessing, but it does block the sight. In other words, you have it, but you don't even realize that you have it. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that, the Bible says the faith the size of a mustard seed. Look at that faith. Your words start to grow. There's power in your mouth. Because you have small faith, you start to look at that small little building, and you say, God, I'm a working. You do bigger numbers out of your small building than somebody do out of a three-story building, all because of your words that filter from your heart. In other words, the negative words don't block the blessing, okay? It don't block the blessing. The blessing is still given, but people don't receive it as a blessing because of their negativity. Oh, my God. To someone who's very grateful, they would take the smallest things and make it ginormous. But to some people who are ungrateful, negativity, they'll take the greatest God and make him minimal, and this is why they lose him. The blessing is still there. They just can't see it.
Yes, indeed.
It's all about that spirit man catching up what God is already doing.
Come on.
It's all about the catch-up, yep.
Our negativity, basically, because I know a lot of people be trying to clown me, Mr. DJ, our negativity shrink our eyes like that, because they'd be like, Mr. Carr, your eyes ain't even open. They open. I can see. But negativity shrinks our spiritual sight to where we start to miss things in God. That's what negativity does. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Y'all follow me? There go DJ. DJ on now. That's my DJ. What's going on, Miss Carol, Miss Shannon, Miss Tamika? How are you all? Miss Jeannie and Miss Cher. Okay. So let's get to the... Hold on, Mr. DJ. We got another question for you. What we got, Miss Tiana? What we got, Miss Tiana?
Yeah. So next question is, in high school, I was voted most talkative, most opinionated, and most likely to succeed. I'm concerned that harnessing my thoughts and words would impact my future goals. How can there be power in my mouth if I'm not using it?
Okay. Now put that question up for me. So, y'all, here's the question. Mm-hmm. In high school, I was voted most talkative, most opinionated, and most likely to succeed. I'm concerned that harnessing my thoughts and words would impact my future goals. How can there be power in my mouth if I'm not using it? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, you kind of answering your own question. That's in high school. That's only 4 years for some of us. Some of us do it in three. Some of us take a little longer. That has nothing to do with your savior nor your soul. And in real life, I hate to tell you, but that's not high school anymore.
Come on.
I mean, you can talk yourself out your blessing and out of everything else. Everything you learn in high school and hopefully in Sunday school will come together and you will order your steps carefully. I mean, you don't just go out there, you know, there's no principal's office. You're going to have to deal with God. And that's the office you don't want to, you know, be in. So that's exactly how it's power in the tongue. It's power in your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Miss Sonya, what you got? The question is, in high school I was voted most talkative, most opinionated, and most likely to succeed. I'm concerned that harnessing my thoughts and words will impact my future goals. How can there be power in my mouth if I'm not using that power?
I'm really not understanding her question.
You're not understanding the question? Tag me in right quick. Tag me. Boom. Tag me. Give me. Bam. I got you. Let me get in there. Here's the thing. The first thing, Mr. DJ, you said it clear. Okay? Y'all, we're talking about this power in your mouth. The first thing is, why are we talking about high school? How old are we?
We're just a little over 18.
Number
the
one.
The person. Yeah.
Now, that's like somebody 35 years old still wearing their letterman jacket. Now, I'm just saying. We ain't go through some other jackets by then.
Right.
Right? So, in high school, you was voted. That means the words of your peers was more important than the words of God.
Amen.
Let me say that again. That means the words of your peers, because they voted you. See, God don't take a vote when he gives blessings. God don't consult with angels to see who's going to get that and vote. They do a vote and a tally. He don't do that. So we are now focused on the report of man, because we said in high school I was voted most talkative, opinionated, and most likely to succeed. And now that I'm concerned that harnessing my thoughts and words will impact what future goals? So now our future goal is derived by how other people have already perceived us? Wow. So somebody spoke a word into your life and formed your whole life. You don't think that's dangerous?
It is.
Because now the question is, we have actually started to question God based on the information that we got from other people and how they viewed us. In other words, if somebody voted Miss Sonya most likely to be the tallest, well, they just lied because she only 4'12". See, they lied. Y'all see that? I mean, 4'12" yeah. ain't a number. 4'12" is actually 5 foot. But you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, whose report shall we believe? Because the report mm-hmm. are words, and those words have power. Words begin to take root when we actually believe them.
That's right.
Amen. So now we believe the report of people more so than the report of God. Don't y'all know? I'm about to catch a lot of people on this one. Watch this now. Don't y'all know a lot of people get in trouble because they believe in something called horoscopes? And what happens is, just like this individual with this question, they'll say, mm-hmm. well, my horoscope says I'm this, that, and the other, and I don't go well with a Scorpio. And that can be the exact person God wanted you with, but we listen to the power of the horoscope, the words of a horoscope, before we listen to the voice of God, and yet we're in shambles. And talking about how right. am I supposed to find my future husband or wife when I'm not compatible with no one? Because it, no, God has told you that was the one, but we sit there and say, Miss Sonya, what's your horoscope? And then we'll go get her a horoscope and we start to do something. Now, hold on, what the? You're a Gemini. Oh, no, you got some bad ways. I don't even know Miss Sonya, but I have already labeled her based on some words that sorcery has generated. Ain't that something?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Because we can't believe in horoscope and Bible at the same time. That's a double-minded person. And a double-minded man is unstable in all thy ways. And when we double-minded, remember the Bible says, watch this, there's power in your mouth. The Bible says this, blessings and curses come out the same mouth. You know what he's talking about? He's talking to about a double-minded person. He's talking about the person that will bless you today and hate you tomorrow. You know why? Because there's no stability in their life.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. So to help that person. Stop receiving the report of what was in high school and start receiving the report of what was in life, meaning God. That helps out.
They appreciate it.
Biden, what's going on? Y'all follow me, Miss Candace. What you said, Mr. Mika, if I'm reading this correctly, sometimes there's more power in being quiet.
Hello? That's right.
High five you. There you go. Sometimes there's more with being quiet. Y'all know that? How you doing?
Sir.
Okay. Now watch this. Okay. Now we had a question.
Yes.
From Ms. Collins. Okay.
Yes.
Ms. Collins is, would it be, hold on, let me get this right, Ms. Collins. She done wrote me a book. I like that, though. I like to read. Hold on, let me. Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you on this. Would it be wrong if a person that called themselves a witness, but instead, they try to judge you and handle you and tell you you're going to hell because you're doing a party bus.
Oh, no.
I love you. I promise I love you. Ms. Collins. Okay, I'm going to get personal on it because Ms. Collins is telling me, and she want to answer, so I'm going to give her this answer. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, she ain't asking for a friend. She want to know for real. Okay?
Right.
So they telling you, they judge you and hound you and tell you you're going to hell because you're doing a party bus on a birthday and say to the person they're witnessing to, ain't nothing good going to happen to before or during the birthday wishes. Would it be wrong if that person go and tell the pastor that he really needs to talk and teach his members how to witness to people because by judging would make them a person, make that person go back into the world if they were sensitive? I see where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're going with it. Okay. So in other words, should the word, see, boy, you know, some people are saved, Holy Ghost, and all that feel, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. They tap you on the head, they don't fell out. You know how that go. Because somebody didn't tap somebody on the head, they ain't go down. They just shut them down talking about the word. You ain't speaking no power. You've been lifting weights trying to push them down. So what's happening is, yeah. Y'all know him.
Well, Mr. Carr.
Yeah, Mr. DJ.
I mean, on your wedding night, you don't really want to hear Shirley Caesar. I mean, you know, just as well as other things that's going on with your birthday, you don't have to sin and can't celebrate your birthday. Like you said, the power is in the mouth, and they're absolutely correct. That person is committing, I don't know the exact scripture, but they're committing sin by doing that. But I'm just trying to witness to the person to tell them that just because they're on the party bus, you know, you committing sin because you walked down the aisle at the grocery store that got the beer on it. Well, maybe that was the only aisle that was clear. I'm on my way to go get some milk. You know, so you can't, I'm just saying, you can't listen to them type of people.
You know the beer by the alcohol, Mr. DJ. Tell
yeah, me. You know.
I mean, the beer by the milk, you know, just tell me right quick.
Them the same folks who ask you to give $20 and show you theirs and put it back in their pocket. You know? No.
Anybody out there know that? Look, Miss Torsten said, preach, Mr. DJ. Anybody out there know DJ? That's my DJ. Mr. DJ the pizza. He gonna come with it now. Now we gonna catch it at the end because we got authority this now. Tell him that to him.
I mean, just saying that, you know, them kind of folks are trip. You know, ain't nothing gonna be right. Let them
talk. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he just said. There's power in the words. There's power in your mouth. We got to be very, very, very careful. And when we get saved, boy, you know when somebody just get saved, boy, that they're going to tell a whole
Ooh.
World. And everything
Ooh.
That they see that don't look like them, they're going to call it as wrong.
That's right.
You're right.
Right?
That's right.
When you're a seasoned vet, listen to me now. When you're a seasoned vet and you have been in God, you know the ups and the downs. See, that's just
that's
like
right.
a brand new police officer. You a brand new rookie? Huh? A rookie gonna run to the scene. Them veterans go get their little water, go get their donut, and they'll get there 30 minutes later. I'm telling you. But the rookies be the first one. What happens is, when somebody's just getting saved, they're all exuberant. And they mess things up. Because they're just stumbling over stuff. And what happens is, Ms. Collins, they tend to judge in the negative way. Because you got to understand, the Bible says if you lift God up, he would draw all men. So our words should be, tell them again, Miss Sonya, our words should be like what?
Seasoned as salt.
Seasoned as salt. Okay? That don't mean that we compromise, but that means we have the right answer for every sin that's thrown our way. A party bus is not a sin nature thing. That's a lie.
Because
if a party bus is sin nature, okay, I know a lot of people who did things in cars that was sin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come on. Tell the truth.
I mean, and it was a Lexus, too.
Amen. That same car carry you to church. Carry you to hell.
Honda or Toyota.
Toyota, they getting too personal. Look, stop that. Mute them. We got people that's trying to get saved on this phone, Tiana. She done went down her whole genealogy. The party bus is not sin. That is not correct. And don't let nobody tell you different. Okay? Because if the party bus was sin, watch this. Why then did Jesus go into the houses of the tax collector? He went and he actually had a tax collector on his team. Matthew was a tax collector.
That's right.
Follow me? See, what happens is the power in the word is so strong that people are trying to reorganize. See, everything is for God. Sex is for God. Mm-hmm. Money is for God. Mm-hmm. But the power of the word has shifted it to the world standard. See, it's nothing wrong with making money as long as money don't make you.
Right.
The Bible never said that money is the root of all evil. It said the love of money. It's not the party bus that's evil. It's what negative people do on the party bus that makes it evil.
Come on.
There's nothing
yep.
wrong with sex. It's just the sex outside of marriage. So we speak words to be provocative and pull someone into sex before we marry. So sex is not a problem. It's just premarital sex is. The party bus is not a problem. It's just that
mm-hmm.
when people do negative things on it. But here's the thing. There's nothing that happened on the bus. That was wrong.
Right.
So you got to be careful because although someone say they're saved, it don't matter what they say. Let's see from the abundance of their mouth what's going on. Let's see how their actions, their interactions every day, how they deal with people, how saved they are.
Right.
This is how we see how saved they are. Okay? The harsh part about it is this. for the person who's not saved and then somebody comes along when they professing God and talking about you going to hell, number one, anybody tell you you're going to hell, they not from God because they don't have a heaven nor a hell to put you in. So when have they made that judgment? How can they
come
make
on.
That judgment? So be careful of those words. And that same person who told you that you was going to hell, tell them that where they need to go because that's not right. Don't let nobody play with your spirit man like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says you're going to hell, tell that devil and look that devil directly in the eye. And I ain't talking about the individual. Look that devil directly in the eye and say you got the right one. But make this the last person that you say going to hell. You mad because that's where you're going, devil? And look at that individual directly in the eye, just like God did to Peter. You're not talking about them, but you're talking to the spirit that they want to use their mouth, so let God use yours.
All right.
That's right.
Make sense, y'all?
Yes, indeed.
Makes sense.
Okay. All right. That's what it is, y'all. So we got to be careful. Don't let people speak into your life negative because your eardrums, that's your ear gates. Okay? Life and death lie in the power of the tongue. That means somebody can speak something to you that you, man, blurt that out. Hold on. Shoot it down. Just like you don't want your kids to see certain things, you should not want your soul to receive certain things through your ears.
That's right. Right.
That makes sense, y'all?
Yes, indeed.
Sir. All right, now. How you doing this?
And everything that we do, we're supposed to do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we begin to witness to people, and if there's fault that you see in people's life, we're supposed to do those things in love.
Correct.
We're not supposed to be trying to rebuke people and just trying to put them down and cause them to stumble. But we speak life into them once again. We speak the life that is going to lift them up and cause them to do better,
mm-hmm.
not start condemning them and sending them to hell. That's not the ways of God.
That's right. Y'all following?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, what you say, Mr. Collins? You was a rookie. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I apologize. I was trying to make a comment. I'm going to figure this Facebook thing out one way or another. But I wanted to say Bible study is mouthwash. You know, that's what that some of us brushing the teeth, but we're not using the mouthwash properly. You know, you need to come and get that good mouthwash, the kind that got the fluorine and the good cleaning, the Listerine, not just the little fruity, tasty stuff that kids get, but you need to get the real deal so you can have something clean coming out your mouth, especially when it's coming about talking about the Bible or Christ. So, you know, like you were saying, how some people just, you know, get the word, they just got saved yesterday, and now they ready to be a preacher next week. You know, you can't tell them nothing about the word, you know. And then they so hypocritical. You're not supposed to. And they probably didn't even start at Genesis. They just, you know, pointed their finger or heard the scripture and started from there. So I'm just consider the source, you know.
Mr. DJ, you got some fans out there talking about they love you. Bible study is like mouthwash. Now let me pick it back off of DJ. Bible study is like removing tonsils. Because negative speech, y'all listen to me now. Negative speech is like halitosis.
Yep.
You can brush all you want to. You can scrape all you want to. But that's something that comes from within. Negative words are deep within. See, that's something that has, we got to get some surgery for this now. Because, see, what will happen is, come on, y'all listen to me and listen to me good. Sin, just like bad breath, can be covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Negativity, negative words can be masked. All you got to do is have some spearmint gum. All you got to do is have, God told me. Don't you know you have people that have this and still are negative? The Bible?
Yep.
Y'all know this? What happens is we got to get this thing corrected the right way. So brushing just won't do it. In other words, just going to church won't do it. Going to Bible study just won't do it. What's going to cure that? If the heart has to change, it has to come from something within. Now, I've heard this, and this is actually a question. You know, we've all heard this before. See that power in that mouth of ours? We've heard that, you know, if you don't have nothing good to say, Don't say nothing at all. But see, not saying nothing at all, just because you walk around like this, that don't mean you don't have bad breath. You still got it once you open your mouth. You can hum talking about, You can do that all day. But when you open, so what I'm saying is, you can do that all day and cover up your thoughts and not say a word. That don't mean that you are approved by God.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? Because there's still a residue that God don't like, and it's called negativity. And every time you think, you don't even have to say a word. Every time you think, God, what would y'all say? What would y'all say if God judged your every thought? Would you be pleased with the thoughts that you have?
Okay.
Watch this, Miss Tiana and Miss Sonya. Don't you know, like we speak, our speaking like this, our thoughts are like our speaking to God. You can say whatever you want to. The Bible says they praise me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. God don't judge the outward. God judges the inward. In other words, what's more important than the words that you speak are the words that you keep in your head. Let me say this again. Somebody needs to hear this. What's more important than the words that you speak, the Bible says from the abundance of what's in your heart, it shall flow through your mouth. That means your mouth is a secondary tool. Something needs to be cleaned up first. Parents out there, tell them now. Tell them. When you say decency and in order, God means decency and in order, Mr. DJ. In other words, if he says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth flows, let's reverse that thing. It ain't the mouth that I need to check. I need to check my heart.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And when the heart is right, when the heart is right, that means when your mind is right and your mind is set up on the things of God, watch your speech change. Watch. Come on, y'all. I mean, I know we in love and all that other stuff, and we be telling people we in love. But don't you know it's more important to be in love with God? And what I mean by that is we should be thinking about God more than we thinking about that woman. We should be thinking about God more than we thinking about that man. We should be thinking about God more than we think about our kids. And when you think about God like that, watch how your verbiage changed. Your verbiage is going to completely change. Your verbiage changed because your mind has changed.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
And Mr. DJ said he finally got it. Mr. DJ been trying to get on Facebook Live for about 13 years now. I'm on Facebook now. He got it, though. That's my DJ. Hey, all right, let's get to the next question. I have a question for you. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
The question is this. I want everybody to get, what'd you say, a godly relationship? The question is this. Are opinions considered sin? I'm going to solve with Mr. DJ. Oh, it's about to get interesting. Look at that. Uh-oh, boy. Here we go. We're getting juicy now. The question is, are opinions considered sin? Miss Jennifer said, yeah. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on how you voicing your opinion. For lack of better terms, your opinion is your opinion. It really doesn't matter. To God, you can voice your opinion all day long, but at the end of the day, he has the final word. So you have to be careful of how you express your opinion. That's why there's power in the mouth. So you giving your opinion, basically, unless you solicit it to ask for it, I would lean towards yes. I would lean toward, you know, yes more so than no. But, yeah, because you giving your opinion. That's you. And that don't matter when it comes to facts. You speak in facts, it's either fact or fiction. It's either, you know, this is law or it ain't. So, yeah, I would lean towards yes. Uh-huh.
Ms. Jennifer says she agree with what you got, Ms. Sonya.
I totally agree with Mr. DJ. I mean, what you think, how you feel, it has nothing to do with the Word of God. It is your opinion, just what he said. When it comes down to the Word of God, the Word of God is true. The Word says that let every man be a liar, but let the Word of God be true.
So, all right.
Opinions have nothing.
Ooh, that's strong. Miss Tiana, what you got to say? Are opinions considered sin?
When they're, well, yes, because opinions are not facts, and only God's facts are what reign.
Go ahead, tell me the first verse. She was about to say, when they are what?
Pardon me?
She was about to say something about when they are something.
No. You made me lose my train of thought. What is opinions are sin. Period. There we go. Opinions are sin. Period.
All right, there you go. Y'all, check this out. So people who are opinionated, is that a problem?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Opinionated people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I like something that Mr. DJ said. Opinions, let's get this out of the way. How you doing, Ms. Jackson? Opinions are definitely considered sin. Because
mm-hmm.
the definition of sin, Ms. Sonya,
is missing the mark.
Woo. Did y'all hear that? The definition of sin, Ms. Sonya.
Missing the mark.
When we miss the mark, what mark are we talking about, Ms. Sonya?
We're talking about, just like the Bible says, the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When we begin to speak our words hit a target. And when you begin to miss the target by the thing that you say, then you're missing the mark. It is sin, which when you come with all of your opinions, you're trying to hit the target. You're missing it every single time when you start with your own opinions.
Okay, now check this out, y'all. Y'all know what a marksman is?
Huh?
Yes, sir.
A marksman?
Watch this.
Yes,
ooh, I love it. Does everybody know King David?
Yes,
yes
sir.
Does everybody know Goliath?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yep.
Watch the power of the word. The power
Come
of the
on.
Word. You know, watch this now. Do you not understand it wasn't the slingshot that knocked Goliath down? It was the power of the word?
Yes. Right. Yes, it was.
And obedience.
I'm about to go this.
Yes,
anybody
Come
ever
on.
Saw a sniper? I'm talking about a sharpshooter?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Now, watch this now. Watch this. Would you want to be held hostage by Satan and he got you by your neck? And somebody over there, they got an opinion talking about, I think I can hit them. They trying to shoot Satan or they going to hit you. Would you want them to try and shoot if
no.
they got opinions?
Not at all.
Y'all follow me? The Bible
yes.
said that we should be marksmen. Sharp pinpoint shooter. The reason why, watch this, that's power in your words. The reason why David was able to knock Goliath down, it wasn't because of the small slingshot, it was because of the power of the word. In other words, the word preceded the slingshot, that little pebble, and see what happened
yep.
was, David didn't need for Goliath to stay still. David just had to take aim. And see, when the word took aim, what happened was, it hit his target. See, sin is missing the mark. See, what happens is, we start to share opinions, and it missed the mark, and we just shot the wrong person down. God dog it. Miss Collins, that's what
mm-hmm.
happened. What happened was somebody shot the wrong person down. That person who said they had the word of God, they had a shaky hand. They wasn't on steady ground. And see, what happened is they shot the word of God out, and it hit the wrong individual. The word of God is supposed to hit the enemy, not the one that God
mm-hmm.
is trying to save.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all don't hear me, right?
That's
when
the truth.
When you are a Mormon, you know how to separate the sin from the sinner. In other words, we don't tear people down with opinion. We start using God's truth. And we don't need them to stay still because I know when to shoot. So Satan can have that individual right by their neck. But my aim's so good, I know who I'm going to hit. Hello? Woo!
That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
Because sin is when you miss the mark. Sin is when you throw an opinion out there and Satan got somebody hostage and you didn't hit them and Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about ain't I good. You good at what? Killing people? You didn't hit two people. Talk about what next time. Ain't gonna be no next time. I ain't calling on you no more. You done just hit two people with one bullet. We got to be pinpoint accurate with our words, people. Every word that you say is like a bullet. It's like an arrow. It's gonna pierce something. You better make sure you hit the right target. Every word you say. The Bible says that we got to account for every word that comes out of our mouth.
That's right.
Don't you know that? And do understand that just because you don't say it, don't mean that you don't have the right. Just see, some people say, I ain't going to say nothing at all. That don't mean that you still don't have bad aim. You better go do some target practice.
Amen.
I mean, they go to the shooting range itself. We need to go to the shooting range. Now, you got to go out there by the stadium by yourself. You know how them kids drive at the stadium so they don't mess nothing up? Well, you go out there first. So, in other words, don't be practicing the word of God with opinions on people, talking about where I feel like and I think. That thinking and that feeling is going to get you in trouble and it's going to hurt somebody else because you're going to miss the mark.
Yes,
any parent out there, do your children's opinion matter when they talk about, well, mama? In my opinion, I don't think that's cool. Boy, you didn't. They have two. They got 2 seconds to get it right. In my opinion, I don't think I need to go to school. See, old school parents, that child had been getting up off that ground about 10 minutes later, talking about what happened. New
right.
school parents, we want to sit there and talk to our kids. I'm old school. Opinions. It ain't about no opinions. See, when it's your house, their words don't matter. Okay.
Nope.
When it's your house,
nope.
it's called a dictatorship.
That's right.
Because as far as me and my house, so your words matter. Their opinion, a child's opinion don't matter. And since a child's opinion don't matter, we are children of God. Our opinion don't matter.
That's right.
Oh, remember that. Oh, remember that now. We can't go before God and say, well, God, I think. Didn't he already say, lean not to your own understanding? So watch what you say, because that's power.
Yes.
And I was always raised like this, Mr. DJ. Stop thinking and start knowing. Why are you thinking so
Amen.
Much? Either you know it
Amen.
Or you don't know.
That's it?
My
That's
father
it.
Used to say, either you leading or you following. It ain't but one leader. My job
That's
is
it.
To lead and feed. Yours is to follow and swallow. That's it. That's it.
The DJ is the bud and you can't. What do you say? Birds don't hang around with buzzers. What you say, Mr.
That's right. I say you an eagle. Always you an eagle. Eagle ain't got no business hanging around with buzzers because you come out making vultures. You got an eagle fly together. You got to get stock in people like you. You know, if you Christian, you hang around Christian. You don't need to be around there with them other folks. If you're eagle, you hang with eagle. Birds of a feather flock together. But what we want to do is hang around with vultures and make buzzards, you know, and complain. No, you can't do that. Yes,
hey.
Sir.
Oh,
all right. That's always your mouth. Let me get ready to close, y'all. Here's another question right quick.
Before you go, Mr. Carr, we have a comedian on the Facebook feed. Ms. Collins wrote, I wish I could pay my bills with people's opinion because my bills will be paid in full.
Hey, Ms.
That's
Collins,
true.
I agree with you. Boy, if we can pay people opinions, it'll be straight up full.
Oh, boy.
Everything
yes.
is paid for real. Because we hear opinions all the time. That ain't, you know,
mm-hmm.
well, in my opinion, well, I don't want
mm-hmm.
your opinions. Facts.
Yes.
Right?
My opinion, I didn't watch the 3 cable channels. What I'm paying for all these 150 channels for? I didn't watch for 3. So charge me for 3 this month. Yeah, you're right. That's how that opinion will work. Yep.
Miss Jennifer asked a follow-up question that
okay.
Could a fact be considered a sin? Because with a fact, you are still given or having to state your opinion. With what Miss Jennifer posted.
That's a good one. Mr. Mm-hmm. DJ, question is, can a fact be considered a sin?
Well, first, that's an oxymoron. If it's a fact, then it's no longer an opinion. So if something is a fact, that doesn't make it an opinion. You can still sin with facts. The fact of the matter is that you are a sinner. I mean, I'm just saying there's several ways of looking at a fact. You know, so it depends on how you know.
The thing is, that the fact of the matter,
that, you know, that's real.
Well,
you know.
Oh, thank you, Mr. DJ.
I'll do a sobriety test.
Oh, hey, Lordy.
DJ said the fact of the matter is you're a sinner. Okay. Miss Talia, what you got to say? Are facts, can facts be sin?
It's a fact I like to eat a lot. That is gluttony. So, yes, a fact can be sin.
So it's a fact that she likes to eat a lot. That's a fact. That's a sin. Okay. True.
Your fact can absolutely be a sin. If it's not the truth of God, then it's a sin, period.
Facts can absolutely be sin. Why? Because facts deal with sight and our experience. Let me say that again. Facts deal with sight and our experience. This is why people say, well, from my experience. But see, here's the fact of the matter. Like Mr. DJ said, the fact of the matter, truth can never be a sin.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, facts are what you see. Truth is what you know. And I'm talking about if you don't know the truth, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. So, see, people say, well, in my opinion, and it's a fact that nobody has ever. In fact, here's somebody's fact. Every man that I've dated has always cheated on me, so there's no good man out there. That's their fact, their experience. But when you allow faith to come in, faith and truth go in at the same time, and your words will start to change. See, some people say, well, I'm a realist. What they're saying is they're a realist based on their facts, their experience. But I'm a realist based on what I don't see. See, truth says this. I don't matter how many times I've been played, messed over, it doesn't matter. The truth of the matter is that God is still going to send someone.
Amen.
People are starting to debate with you over facts and truth. Don't listen to their facts because they're going to say, well, I can prove my facts. My thing is tell them to hold on and wait until the day of judgment, and I'm going to show you my truth.
Let me say that again.
Because the fact of the matter is nobody ever walked on water, Mr. DJ, but your words will not take root in my life. Because words have power in them, and your mouth have power in them. And I'm going to tell you to don't say nothing else because I'm going to have to shoot you down. So in order for us to keep a good relationship, working relationship, don't you say nothing about your facts. Okay?
Right.
My truth will be revealed. But watch this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter says nobody walks on water. But the truth of the matter is that the truth, you see how the truth outweighs facts? Because the truth says I will make you a believer if you would just believe me first.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see it? You will make people a believer in your truth, in your God, and when I say the truth. You will make people a believer in your truth. See, truth is your God. The fact is your experience. Let me say it again. The truth is your God. The truth can never lie. The fact is your experience. Your experience can literally lie to you because your experience says you have never met somebody who is faithful. But see, that's your experience, and that's your fact. But the truth of the matter is God's going to say the next one. Because if it was based on facts, we wouldn't be here today because none of us do not deserve to see the truth. See, that's a fact of the matter. But the truth says this. I love you in spite of what you've shown me. My experience, God says, with mankind has not been good, but I'm still going to create you. Truth.
All right.
Truth. You see? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, for the power in words, and we got to watch that. All right. Last question of the evening. Last question of the evening. Here we go. The question says, I'm a full-time personal trainer at Snap Fitness in Dallas, Texas. I know that words matter, but am I wrong, Mr. DJ, but am I wrong for making clients sign a contract, although they gave me their word that they stick with the program?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. Absolutely not, especially if business is involved with it. Because that obligates them by their word that's on that line there. You know, if you've done taken up your time and have done some things business wise as a trainer, providing vitamins and nutritious stuff and other things, and then they quit on you, then you stuck with it. So no, I don't think that they're wrong for doing that at all. And I just want to say this: if Mr. Carr, you tell me you got $1 million, and I go back and tell somebody else, and you don't have $1 million, that doesn't make me the liar, because if I take a lie detector test, I'm gonna pass it because that's what you told me, even though you told me a lie. You the one who told me the lie. I told the person what you said. So that's how that, you know, works when it comes to the power of the tongue. That's why you have to watch what you say and to whom you say it. Consider the source. But no, to answer that original question, no, they won't be wrong for doing that. I mean, you can take, you're not supposed to lean and trust only in God. Only put your trust in God. I mean,
right.
Your man's word is nice. You know, I love mama and daddy to death. But, you know, I always grew up knowing, you know, you ask mama for some money, she say I'm broke. You know, my daddy taught me a long time ago. That means mama down to her last $100. You ask daddy for some money, he say he broke. Oh, he broke. He ain't got no money. That means period. The bank is closed. No money at all. So I'm just saying, you know, when you deal with man's word, you have to take it for face value. Only put your total trust in God.
Y'all got it?
That's right.
Now, y'all know some people
throw
this out there, Miss Sonya. Some people say, but the Bible says let your yea be your yea and your nay be your nay. So the question is,
right,
talking about the power. There's power in your mouth. So shouldn't somebody's word be that bond? The question says, I'm a full-time personal trainer. Is it wrong for me to have clients sign an agreement even though they have given me their word that they would commit to the program? Miss Sonya?
Right.
We know that people's words should be their bond, but we know that's not going to happen. I mean, you have to have it in writing and in that paperwork. They need to sign that to make sure that they are going to do what it is that they say they do. Now, if Jesus is coming in for a membership, now, we don't need to do no paperwork with Jesus because we know
Amen. What right. Type
of character
Amen.
He has. You're having people come in and you don't know these people's character,
mm-hmm.
but you know the character of Christ. So, yeah, you can go on that. He'll say, let his yea be yea and his no be no.
Right.
And then we can
go on that.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, Mr. Carr, that's why we have police officers. Well, a lot of people don't realize when you get your driver's license, there's a small paragraph in there that's telling you, I will obey all traffic laws. That's why when you have broken one of them, you have to sign that piece of paper right there admitting basically that you have broken the law and take this ticket with you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What'd you say,
Ms. I was going to say that's the thing with contracts. Like, if your word is your bond, then you also have no problem signing, saying, yes, I commit to it.
Uh-huh.
So if your word is that strong and it aligns, then, yeah, I'll be happy to sign a document saying that I'm committing to. But at the same time, we know that lies – and truth come out of the same mouth. So in that instance, that individual, because we don't know whether or not they are lining up with Christ,
right.
We don't know whether or not that word is going to be their bond. So that paper needs to line up.
Here's the thing. Ms. Jennifer says when you go to a car lot, you don't just drive off with a car. Excellent example. You have to sign an agreement that you will make payments every month. Excellent example, Ms. Jennifer. Here's the thing about our word. Okay? Signing the contract, to answer the question, is nothing wrong with making people sign a contract. Absolutely not. Because of the fact of the matter is, people change. Don't you know they can be Christian and they still need to sign a contract? The reason being is because we live on an earth. You follow me? Follow me now.
Mm-hmm.
We live on earth. So you can deal with people who are saved and they can still make a bad decision. David was saved and he still messed up.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me now. Okay. If you think people don't commit to God, try and make them commit to fitness.
Thank you.
Let me
mm-hmm.
say this again. Now, I know people may get off the phone on this note. There's power in the mouth. People say, God, I would never do it again, and how many people lie? And God ain't make us sign no contract. they lie within the first week.
Amen.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So know, when it comes to discipline, it's, yeah. But the DJ said we need contracts for weddings.
Yes. So why wouldn't you do it? Yes. You
hey,
should have done that before God and say, I do. You know?
DJ, because if they want to go, let them go, Mr. DJ. Don't hold nobody hostage now. Mr. DJ,
no, no,
like,
no. It'd be easier in court.
I have
to
work on
you.
Yeah, I got it. You ain't going nowhere.
Yep. So, you get up there and say, I do, and I promise. Yeah.
Mr. DJ said, if I invested in you, you stand right here. Look, you sign on that line, and I'm going to make fun
sign
of that.
Sign on that line.
You got 20 more years with me.
We're going to go right back before the judge. You sign on this line here that says you promise. So,
yes.
Hey,
I know a lot of people be working at $1 or more. Yeah. And people, some about obligating yourself, Mr. Cobb, with people, even joining the church, we need to have some contracts. I just believe it'll cut down on a lot of that foolishness, you know.
Yeah, I see it. But that's power in words, okay? And, I mean, unfortunately, you have to sign contracts because people say talk about commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of people say it's hard to find people that commit. I want somebody who's going to be committed. Two things going on. We don't commit to God, and we definitely don't commit to our health.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer that person's question, definitely you have to make them sign a contract because, see, when they sign a contract, they know it's a binding agreement. Okay? You know, do we want to make them sign a contract in, you know, in God's view? No. But do we have to? Yes. And that's going to protect your livelihood because there's nothing like having guaranteed money versus money that come and go as they feel. Do not set yourself up based on how somebody feels. That means you'll be in a poorhouse because of how they felt. They said they was going to commit, but then they backed out. And then when people want to back out of something, they always have every excuse talking about, well, they got to pay another bill. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you better sign that contract. Tell it to that judge. Make sense,
Mr. Carl, imagine if Christ gave us contracts or if they had them back in the biblical days. This would be a different world here now.
Uh-huh. And that's what we have a holy union with God. We take on, you know what the helping of salvation is? That is your contract to say, God, I'm with you. The helping of salvation
right.
is like that ring that people put on their ring finger.
Okay.
That's your agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just God. We blood related, and I'm in this to win this.
Come on.
But when it comes down to covenants, we know that covenants is, in biblical days, covenants were made with blood.
Come on.
So when Jesus went on the cross and died for our sins, that blood spilled. So that was the covenant agreement between him and I.
That's right.
So there is spiritually a contract.
A contract.
Because
that would go.
That blood was shed for
That's
us.
Right.
Yes.
And it obligates us. Okay. But
mm-hmm.
a contract, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. A contract should never be a hard thing. It shouldn't be one that I have to look at and be like, oh, I got to fulfill. A contract just should be simply a reminder. Yep, this is what I started, and this is what I'm completing. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Y'all follow me?
Yes,
sir.
That's vitally important because a lot of times, remember, God is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. People's words change because they'll be like, well, ain't nothing wrong with me changing my mind. Yes, it is something wrong when it affects somebody else's life. There's absolutely something wrong with that. Absolutely.
Right.
Okay? Absolutely. So, y'all, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Make sure next week you call back in. Call us. Call in on Wednesday. Ms. Tiana, put that number on, 225-364-0211. That's our Bible studies on the phone, and we have a blast. Okay? But make sure you call back in next Monday and share the calls, y'all, because we want to reach as many people as we can. All right? Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us?
Sure. Bow your head, close your eyes, touch and agree, open up your heart with me. Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father, to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us all together and having us assembled in your name, Father. We want to say thank you for the leader and for sharing with us and manifesting on this word, Father. You said that two or more gathered in your name that you'll be lifted up and draw
everybody to you, Father. We do this so that we can get spiritually connected and go closer to you, and we give all you the power, the glory, and forevermore, Father. Just keep us on the path that I pray. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right, y'all got that? We'll see y'all next week. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.